Yeah, that's right. So you're back, Anis?
Yeah, thank you again. Anis Saudi, Game Division Manager. The next WAC I'll be talking about is 220-412-100, the landowner hunting program. This is a fairly, I guess, not well-known program and sometimes contentious program. It also has a commission policy associated with it that says, you know, we'll have LHB permits authorized only by the commission. They can have customized seasons. Permit allocations will be 50% antlerless and 25% bull or buck, and exceptions may be made by the commission. Equal opportunity for all hunters with permits and owners charging access fees waive damage claims. And this program was set up basically initially to deal with some damage issues that we're not able to deal with our regular damage tools. Some of the additional things in the policy state that landowners shall make provisions for significant public benefit. So again, with these, we're hoping that we increase public access as well as deal with damage issues. And then general hunting season opportunity is encouraged. Again, encouraged is not a very strong word, and sometimes that doesn't occur. Landowner incentives may include customized hunting seasons, second tag opportunities, and then technical service to landowners. We're proposing some changes to this rule this go around. There are a couple of landowner hunting programs that have been fairly controversial in an area where we have a lot of access already. So it's not an area where we're trying to gain access. But some of the recommendations we're making on just some date changes on the other existing ones is Pine Mountain. We're recommending a date change. The Columbia Plateau Wildlife Management Association also recommending a date change, and permit allocation changes to permit restrictions. And then we're requesting removing two properties from the 2018 season. And I'll show you a map of where all of these are located. The two that we're recommending removing are down in District 1 and Region 1. And the reason for that, as I mentioned, when those were put in, a lot of the folks around the area dropped out of the other programs that we have that are voluntary, because they saw that it was maybe unfair that these folks were getting permits and then they were not. And so we are revisiting the program and seeing how we can make it more fair. And in the interim, until we get that program kind of improved or make it more fair, we put a 1-year moratorium on that area, in that one area. So that's why those two landowner hunting programs are recommended to be pulled out. And these are the two. One is Bennett Lumber and the other one is ZMI. Direction and rationale, basically implement Fish and Wildlife Commission policy. The policy actually says that these lands need to be contiguous, and the Bennett Lumber one is not contiguous. So that's one reason for that. And then basically continue to work with landowners to gain hunting access on private lands. So because of that, I mentioned surrounding areas. We lost a lot of public access to private lands. And then continue to provide land access to hunters otherwise wouldn't enjoy. Provide a crucial program updates during the 2018 to develop new protocols for the LHB program. So we've already had our first meeting to kind of, we visited this all of last year, but then we lost our private lands person. So we're kind of picking it up again now that we've got somebody running that program again. So this is a program that really doesn't affect a lot of folks, doesn't affect a lot of landowners, and it doesn't affect a lot of hunters, but it is an important tool to have in those situations where we can't mitigate the damage in any other way. So When we went out for public comments, we got 26 comments. 11 were in support of the changes. 10 opposed the changes. Those in opposition were mostly in opposition of the program in general, so it wasn't specific to our recommendations in any way. Some of them did oppose the actual changes. And that's all I have. I'll take any questions on that. I know that I went through that pretty quickly, but...
Well, thank you.
Certainly.
Running low here.
Wait just a sec, Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I hope that when you do look at these, you look at them and not using static analysis, because one of them, in fact, the big one in our area, I was talking to the guy on the way over here, and there was a lot of public hunting got done on those chunks of ground to Bennett's.
Yeah.
And
we're looking at that data as well to see how much we would gain or lose, or yeah, it won't be a static.
Because there's a lot of complaining, and when you really got into it, a lot of the complaints didn't hold water. Because there was chunks that people were, well, I don't get this, I've done that. Well, they weren't actually allowing hunting on their place.
Right.
And the deal with Bennett's, you had to be Johnny on the spot if you were going to get in on those.
Yeah.
They were pretty well filled up. It was amazing the amount of 100 days that got put on that. And I'll assure you the no trespassing signs are going up on every inch of it. Yeah. So it's good for me because I hunt with them, and now we can go hunt it again. For those years that it was in, I didn't get to go hunt it. So, but I just hope you really do because... Yeah, it raised a stink, but when you really sorted it out and ran through the numbers on the deal, I think it was a good deal for the department, I really do.
Yeah, and we certainly are considering all of that, and I appreciate your input on that there was quite a bit of access.
Well, you did run the numbers on it. Yeah. It was amazing how many people, because there again, it wasn't contiguous, which is a pro and a con, but... That meant somebody could get reservations on all three pieces at the same time. So, and they were pretty good chunks of ground.
Yeah.
The Dayton area was a big chunk of ground. The Cloverland was 1,500 acres, and it was really good hunting.
Yeah.
So, now I just hope when you really do it, I hope you really sort through the numbers on that deal, because a lot of people that were bitching, I think, are going to lose in the end. So, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Denise. Appreciate it.
All right.